Joining us from the National Weather Service in Indianapolis is meteorologist Mike Ryan. Mike, we had some snow move in over the weekend. The temperatures dropped to obviously a very frigid temperature that we saw on Sunday, and it looks like we're going to be seeing more of that throughout this week. What can you tell us about that?
Well, John, certainly the cold and threats for snow are going to continue. We don't think it's going to be quite as cold over the next couple of days versus what we had over the weekend, but still, you know, going out through the week, generally expecting highs only in the 20s, and it appears that we're going to turn colder again by late weekend into the weekend, where we may see daytime temperatures back down into the teens and lows back near zero with wind chills that would be down below zero. Again, that's mainly late this week and into the weekend. Now, for the snow side of things, we have a couple of systems that are going to impact us over the next 2 to 3 days through Thursday. First system, we're actually, first of all, going to have some light snow showers and flurries this morning, but the main impacts from the first system will be from late this afternoon and especially this evening into the overnight, where we could see anywhere from 1 to 2 inches. Heaviest snow should be south of Indianapolis. We think the impacts are going to be a little greater when you get down towards Seymour, Bedford, down towards Vincennes, where they may see up to 2 inches, and we have a winter weather advisory down there. Here in the metro, probably looking at more like an inch from everything later today and into tonight. We'll get a break on Tuesday, and then we have a larger system that's going to be moving into the Ohio and Tennessee valleys Wednesday and Thursday. And it does appear at this point there's going to be enough cold air in place for precipitation to fall mainly as snow across central Indiana and the Indy Metro. As we get south, we may see a little bit of freezing rain mix in on Wednesday. We're not anticipating that to get up to Indianapolis, but that could bring us another 2 to 3 inches of snow over those couple of days. So that could be, with the snow we're expecting today, anywhere from 3 to 4 inches over a large part of central Indiana over the next few days. And then it appears we may see another storm system that brings us some snow early next week. That's obviously still a ways away. But really, the story is it's going to stay cold, it's going to stay active, and we're going to have additional chances for snow as we go out through this week.
That chances for snow, you mentioned the southern part of the state. What anything up north that you think they're going to get?
Well, up north, they'll see snow as well. We just don't think they're going to see quite as much. Across central and northern Indiana, it's probably going to be more on the order of closer to an inch by the time we get through tonight, whereas you get down closer to the Ohio River, you know, I mentioned the locations like Seymour, Vincennes, you get down even closer to the river by Louisville and that, those locations are going to see 2 inches, may even have some higher amounts near the river, closer to 3 inches, and that's the reason for the winter weather advisory down in the southern part of the state.
All right. Any other threats weather-wise that people need to watch out for besides the snow or the cold? Are we seeing any high winds or anything like that?
At this point, don't think the winds are going to be of any significance in the coming days. I mean, you'll have some days where we've got a little bit more wind, it makes it feel a little bit more brisk, but nothing out of the ordinary. It's really, the story is just kind of a continued cold, and again, looking quite cold by this coming weekend into early next week, and a few shots to see some snow and get some accumulation. Nothing's really looking like it's going to change, at least for the next 7 to 10 days. That's the pattern here for the Ohio Valley.
All right. He is Mike Ryan, meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Indianapolis. Mike, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it.
You bet, John. Thank you.